This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago alderperson is calling on the city to safeguard its resources ahead of President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. President-elect Donald Trump's campaign agenda could put Chicago's support for immigrants at risk. Trump has vowed to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities like Chicago. With those threats in mind, Alderperson Andre Vasquez is calling on city officials to assess what impacts the Trump presidency could have on the city.
If we're still a welcoming city, he's going to gut funding. If you got somebody like RFK Jr. in charge, are they going to gut public health? So thinking about all the possibilities, I think it's incumbent upon the city to do an analysis on what impacts might happen in that world and how we can best be prepared.
His proposed resolution also calls on city employees to be trained to comply with local laws in case federal interference occurs. Illinois high schoolers are now required to learn about the dangers of fentanyl. Lessons explain how and why fentanyl is laced into drugs and provide practical knowledge, like how to use fentanyl test strips and how to use Narcan. That's the life-saving medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. Sarah Montgomery is with the DeKalb School District.
Teaching our students to be engaged citizens and not just, you know, how do you apply this in the school, but how do you apply that in the broader, you know, is there with their family members or community members, so they know how to act and respond and how to make responsible decisions.
In 2022, fentanyl overdoses killed more than 70,000 Americans, a spike from a few years prior. This year, however, the number of overdose deaths in the U.S. has decreased, both nationally and in Illinois. Holy Cross Hospital in Chicago is expanding access to outpatient mental health care for children to help fill a big gap in services. Holy Cross on the southwest side mostly treats low-income Latino and Black patients. There aren't many places for kids in this area to get help coping with trauma. Catherine Hall is with Holy Cross.
Whether that's a fire or a car accident, abuse, separation from their caregivers, really anything that kind of qualifies as something that's really going to shake up their life.
Hall says these kids might need help dealing with nightmares or feeling on edge all day. The idea is to treat the kids but also help support their parents so they can all keep up what they learn at home. A U.S. representative from Illinois says a coalition of centrist Democrats is going to wield more power during Congress's next session. The new Democrat coalition will have 108 members. The center-left group says it is dedicated to breaking so-called gridlock in Washington. Congressman Brad Schneider of Deerfield has been elected to lead it for the next 2 years. He says the coalition is growing, which might force more bipartisan efforts.
The Republicans have a very narrow majority. In fact, in the this coming Congress, it's going to be 2 to 3 votes that they can lose before it won't pass. So if they want to actually move things forward in a constructive way, I think they're going to have to reach across the aisle.
Nikki Budzinski of Springfield is also part of the coalition, which formed in 1997. Some more things you should know today. Kankakee police are investigating a deadly mass shooting at a New Year's Eve house party. 2 people were killed and 5 others were wounded early yesterday. The Sun-Times reports police have taken 1 person into custody. They were found hiding near the home. The Gene Siskel Film Center is hosting a movie marathon this month called Settle In. It features 4 films with long runtimes, ranging from the 5-hour film Happy Hour to The Journey, which runs for more than 14 hours. Other films include The Godfather Trilogy and Near Death. The film showings begin this Saturday and run every weekend through the month of January. Ticket prices vary by film and come with bottomless popcorn and coffee. Today's weather: there will be a mix of sun and clouds this morning, followed by cloudy skies and possible snow flurries. The high will reach 33 degrees. And tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the mid-20s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.